Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, which is so amazing to me. And I just love the Bible, and every single day I become more enamored with it, and I love it more and more and more. And so I hope that in this podcast, that as I read scripture to you, that you will fall in love as much as I have. We are back in John, and we are in chapter 6. And we are going to continue our reading. We're going to finish the chapter in verses 25. Well, actually, we're not going to finish the chapter. We're going to read verses 25 through 40. And this is what it says in the NRSV. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of God will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on that last day." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much that when you walked this earth, you talked with folks. And often you taught with questions and parables and conundrums. And we see that in this particular passage, that you are definitely probably confounding them. And they're looking for miraculous signs, and you're trying to let them know that you are the miraculous sign. That just as God sent manna in the wilderness, he sent you to a wilderness people. He sent you to provide for us. And Lord, again, we see that you are the bread of life. You are our sustenance. You are our hope. And in you, our hope is fixed. And Lord, forgive us for chasing things that do not fill. Forgive us for chasing after idols and things that we think will make us happy, but we realize later are only substitutes and shadows of things to come. Lord, help us to hunger and thirst for you, to understand that you are the one who sustains us. You are the one who gives us the strength we need for today. And Lord, I just confess I need strength today so much. It's been a rough couple weeks, and I need that sustenance. I need your presence. And I thank you so much that you're not calling your people to grandness and to grandiose ways. You call us in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our weakness, in the midst of our frailty. And it's only in those places of frailty and brokenness and smallness that we experience your strength. Because when we are super strong and super full of ourselves, we don't have any more room for you. But when we are weak, we have all the room possible for your strength. And so today we just bow the knee and we ask for your strength. We ask that you would fill us with your bread and your water, and that we would never thirst again, because we would find our satisfaction in you. Forgive us for finding or trying to find our satisfaction in other things. And instead, Lord, we choose today to worship you, to praise you, to relinquish control to you, to give you our lives, and to really revere you as we should. Lord, help us to become a worshipful people. We are your temple, and in the temple there is worship. So help us to have that language of heaven, that worship. Help us today to choose to praise you even in the midst of what we're going through. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's a bunch of different levels you can support the podcast at. At the $5 level, you receive one of my paintings every month, and I later end up selling them on Etsy. So it's kind of cool that you get that first. And at the $10 level, you get your name on a wall. And at the $20 level, you will receive a free secret podcast every month. So thanks in advance to all of you that have done that, and those who will, as you pray and ask God if that's something he wants you to support. So thanks so much, and have a great day.